Every moment I am nobly born. Every moment I am nobly born. What a wonderful way to start out life. Every moment being nobly born. What a wonderful way to start out being in this universe, being in this world, to be nobly born. Every moment to be nobly born. How could we enjoy being nobly born better than we are doing it? How could we enjoy being nobly born every moment of our life than the way that we currently are doing it? We may be born nobly. We may be born every moment of our life nobly and not even realize it. Not even realize it. But we are. Every moment we have a new thought about ourselves. Every moment we have a new idea about ourselves. Every moment we have a new dream about ourselves. Every moment something new is taking place in our world in a very wonderful way, and we aren't even paying attention to it. Are you paying attention to every breath that you breathe? How noble that is. How glorious that is. Are you paying attention to every thought that goes through your mind? Wow. If we were to pay attention to every thought that goes through our mind, what an exciting adventure we would have. Yes, what an exciting adventure we would have paying attention to every thought that goes through our mind. But we don't do that. We don't do that. We take it as a matter of habit, as a matter of course. We take it just as a matter of practice that it's the way it is. Well, it's not the way it is. For every single thought we think is very important. Every moment of our life is very important. Every moment of our life, we're thinking. Every moment of our life, we are endorsing the activities that take place in our world. We're endorsing the thoughts that are going on in our world. We're endorsing all that. We're endorsing that by our acceptance of it, by our recognition of it, by our paying attention to it. And as we pay attention to it, then it takes place in our world. We give it power by our thought. And we want to be so very careful of that powerful thought that we have. We want to be so very careful of that wonderful attitude that we have about ourselves. Because when we are careful about that attitude that we have about ourselves, then our life becomes even more and more and more exciting. But it becomes exciting only because we're paying attention. We're paying attention. Every moment of our life, I am nobly born, and I can think beautiful thoughts. And as I think these beautiful thoughts, beautiful things happen to me. It's just a matter of my own way of thinking about what I'm doing. Now, are you ready to take responsibility for your thought? For every thought that goes through your mind, for every word that you speak, for every idea that comes into your consciousness, even though it may be someone else who said it? Are you really willing and able to do that? You can. So, we start out by doing the idea, my body responds to my thought about it. And I say about my body, it's wonderful. We're talking about this all the time. We're saying about our body, it's wonderful, because this is something we want to do. This is something we want to put in motion for ourselves. This is something we want to remember to do. Oh, we may forget ideas. We may forget thoughts. We may have it on the tip of our tongue and wish that we could get it off. And we say, oh, we're losing our memory. No, we're not. We are regaining our memory of those things that are important for us to think about. Now, what things are important for you and me to think about? Well, I say, to start out with, I say, I have the ideal mother. I have the ideal mother. And my ideal mother encourages me, inspires me, directs me, illumines me to be my highest and my best at all times. That's my ideal mother. That's my ideal mother. And that's the mother that I delight in, that I love so dearly, so wonderfully, so powerfully, so beautifully. She is the one who gave me birth on this planet Earth. She is the one who gave me every thought of unconditional love for herself, for me, and for everybody. I watch the way my mother unconditionally loves each of us children. And she loves us each with a uniqueness and a oneness and a glory that inspires each of us to be our highest and best. Now, she doesn't love us apparently all in the same way, because somebody else gets a different kind of love than we do. But she loves unconditionally in the way that is going to inspire us, illumine us, and move us into our higher states of consciousness, into our higher realm of awareness of being who we are. And just like I say, I have the ideal father. And the ideal father is the figurehead. He is the symbol, he is the sample, he is the example of who and what I am. And I look at my dad and I say, wow, he's the greatest. My dad may have what humans call failings. He may drink too much, smoke too much. He may do some things too much or whatever. But I don't disturb myself with that. I say he is the ideal father. I see him always doing those things that are right and good. I don't even know. I don't pay any attention to anything which is contrary to what I think is my ideal father. And what I think is my ideal father is the ideal being of all universe, the ideal being of all the world. And he's my father. He's my dad. And I love him. I am nobly born. I'm nobly born. I'm born to the idea that all is good and very good, that this is a universe that momently I create. Its ideal form, its original purity, integrity, its actuality is always the same. But I am aware of it, and I'm aware of it under different conditions. I'm aware of it under different feelings, under different attitudes. I'm aware of it under different ways of thinking about it. Oh, when I'm driving down the road on an icy road and all of a sudden the car starts to skid and I then have an attitude to have. Is the car going to spin off the road? Is it going to spin on the road? Is it going to strike another car? Is it going to strike something? Is it going to immediately be under my control? Is that car immediately under my control? Do I immediately say, this car is under my direction, under my control, and all is in divine order right now? And as I speak that word, the car no longer spins. The wheels grip the surface of the pavement or grip the surface of the ice or whatever they grip, and they are in balance. They are in harmony because I chose to immediately be in balance, immediately be in harmony, immediately take charge. I'm nobly born. Each of us is nobly born. Each of us can take any circumstance and put the right cause in motion. All is in divine order. Each of us can do that. Each of us do that to a certain degree, but are we always training ourselves, practicing, so that we can do that? That's the question we ask ourselves. And the answer we give ourselves is, yes, I am always master of my life. I am every moment nobly born, born to my reality, born to my glory, born to my magic. All because I speak my word, all is in divine order. All because I speak my word, I am the master. All because I speak my word, I'm nobly born, and I act like it. My body responds to my thoughts about it. My world responds to my thoughts about it. My life responds to my thoughts about it, and it is done. know that I love you, I love you, I love you. Beyond all, for you're nobly born too.